He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. And this year, Arrowhead Update for Tuesday, September 15th. BJ, with the short week, we're just 2 days away from the home opener at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, every team's got to deal with it. You got the short turnaround. I actually like the fact that the Chiefs have this early in the season, because you're going to have those bumps, you're going to have those bruises. But luckily for the Chiefs, they came out of that game against the Texans pretty unscathed as far as injuries. Coach Andy Reid said on Monday that they don't have any new injuries to deal with, so that's a good thing. And the guys just got to get their bodies ready and make sure they get plenty of rest, and then go out and play well on Thursday.
Now, we know the team will be practicing today, but something to focus on is, because this is the only game on Thursday and both teams have wins, it's really first place in the AFC West.
Yeah, the Chargers also won, but make no mistake, this game matters a lot. When you talk about home division football games, there's a lot going on, and this is going to be a very exciting game, because the Denver Broncos have historically been the team to beat in the AFC West as long as Peyton Manning's been there. It's 11-1 versus the Chiefs all time, including 5-1 at Arrowhead Stadium. If the Chiefs want to get to where they want to be, they want to win the division, they've got to beat the best teams, and until somebody knocks them off, the Denver Broncos have been and will continue to be the best team until somebody proves otherwise.
Now, they know it. You grew up a Chiefs fan, so you kind of are familiar with this. How do you expect the atmosphere to be on Thursday night?
This place is going to be unbelievable. I can't wait to hear Arrowhead Stadium. I'm glad they got the win against the Texans, not just because they got the win, but there's so much anticipation building for this game. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening in the pregame. There's a lot of reasons to be in your seats early. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see Peyton Manning go out there on that first third down and hear this crowd just go absolutely crazy.
A lot to look forward to on Red Thursday. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. We're just 2 days away from Red Thursday. It's been your Arrowhead Update for September 15th.